Show and tell. One day I did something wrong at school, and I wanted to ask for forgiveness from Heavenly Father. I found a place to be alone and prayed to Him. My friend saw me and asked what I was doing. I told him I was praying. He asked me to teach him how to pray. It felt good to teach my friend. I felt like a missionary. Scott W., age 8, California, USA.
My mom and I were at the store one day. I asked if I could use the self-checkout line by myself. After I paid my money to the machine, the money dispenser gave me back 40 extra dollars. I heard a comforting voice tell me to be honest, so I turned in the money that didn't belong to me to a store employee. I got a warm feeling inside, telling me that I had done the right thing. Jessica R., age 11, North Carolina, USA. My mom and I were at the store one day. I asked if I could use the self-checkout line by myself. After I paid my money to the machine, the money dispenser gave me back 40 extra dollars. I heard a comforting voice tell me to be honest, so I turned in the money that didn't belong to me to a store employee. I got a warm feeling inside, telling me that I had done the right thing. Jessica R., age 11, North Carolina, USA.
My school was having a fundraiser that I was really excited about. My mom was worried when she found out it was planned for a Sunday. She asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I'd love to go to church. I want to keep all of the commandments. My example gives my mom courage. Benjamin B., age 6, Maryland, USA.
I had been to the doctor after my stomach kept hurting, and I had headaches for several months. The doctor couldn't find anything wrong with me, but I kept feeling ill. My mom said that we should turn to the Lord for answers. On Fast Sunday, she was inspired to put me on a special diet. Soon, I was feeling great. Even though I can't eat some of the foods I like, I know I can accept this challenge because Heavenly Father and Jesus will help me through this. Emmeline B., age 9, Nebraska, USA.
I like it when I get to go to work with my dad because he fixes cars. We like watching football games. When we ride our go-kart, we always say a prayer first so we won't get hurt. Justin J., age 8, Nevada, USA.
When my ballet teacher died, I brought flowers and a card to her mom. I knew she was very sad. She sent me a card back, saying how happy the flowers and card made her. It made me happy that I can help her feel better and let her know that I remembered my ballet teacher. Kari M., age 6, Switzerland.
Even though the Eyre Branch Primary, Queensland, Australia, is small, the children still have fun learning about the gospel together. For one activity, they made family trees to learn more about their families and ancestors. They're glad to know that families are forever.
Helping hands. I help my mom cook. Iñaki G., age 5, Argentina.
I help my friend solve a math problem. Audrey T., age 8, Ontario, Canada.
I sing a song to my baby sister to cheer her up. Abner L., age 3, Utah, USA.
A new kid moved in at school, and I was a friend to her. Now my family moved, and I am the new kid. Lucy L., age 8, Texas, USA.
I help make treats for my neighbors. Caleb D., age 4, Oregon, USA.
I held my mom's purse and opened the door for her. Amelia D., age 5, Wisconsin, USA.
I helped my brother put his shoes on. Johan B., age 8, California, USA.
I helped clean Grandma's house. Sheila F., age 11, Utah, USA.
I held a tape measure for Dad, and I helped my brother with an experiment. Taylor H., age 8, Idaho, USA.
Tell us how you've served. See page 48 to send us your helping hand. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. Other contributors. Shariza T., age 8, Mexico. Amira P., age 6, Taiwan. Everett L., age 7, Pennsylvania, USA. Eric R., age 8, New York, USA. End of the section, show and tell.